The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Beth Dye is now with us, Assistant Director of Alumni Engagement in the MTSU Alumni Relations Office. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Kind of remind us what all you do at MTSU.
Well, I'm one of the Assistant Directors for Alumni Relations, and basically I do some programming for engagement activities with our alumni. My main focus is homecoming activities and our alumni summer college, which we're going to talk about today, and then other regional events and stuff like that.
Now, when is the deadline to actually register for MTSU's Alumni Summer College?
This Friday, May 23rd, is the deadline to register.
That's right here.
It's right here, right around the corner. Yep.
And what will be happening during summer college this year for alumni, and what is that all about?
It's really exciting time. This is an annual event, and this is our 16th year that we're providing Alumni Summer College, which is a three-day kind of edutaining, quote, conference that we host, where we bring our alumni back to college, and we focus on specific departments on campus that we want to showcase. So this year we're showcasing the College of Liberal Arts and College of Behavioral Health Sciences, focusing on the arts. And our theme is Masterpiece in the Making, Creativity Beyond the Canvas. Just kind of thinking, if you had an inner artist, what would that inner artist want to do or take through campus? There's a lot of things that we offer at MTSU through College of Liberal Arts and various other departments, and we're going to highlight some of that. We provide classes, workshops, and then different field trips that we take them on. So it's very interactive and a new twist on basically college and bringing you back for further learning.
So will they also take on an art project of their own or anything like that?
That's a very good possibility. We have a lot of different classes. So we're going to touch a little bit on acting and storytelling, a little bit about how to speak in front of people and how to take on acting for the first time and learn some different things. We're going to have some workshops where they can get their hands right in there, and they're going to do some sculpture work, and then they can do some artwork as well. Then we're going to also focus on different sides of things, such as photography and having an eye for art in a different way, and how to use your camera, take photos, and then also in fashion. Fashion is another artistic way of showing your artistic ability through fashion and marketing and textiles. And so we'll have a class on that, and then some fun surprises as well.
And these alumni who are coming back for this, some of them may have graduated with a degree that is so far from art.
Absolutely.
This is going to be totally unusual and out of character for them.
Absolutely. So we might make you step out of your box a little bit and use a creative side that may not be something that most of them do on a regular basis, but we also try to make it fun. We know that this is going to be a first time for many of the folks that will be attending, you know, trying to test what kind of creative side that they have. So we're going to touch on all the different elements and see if something, you know, hits for everybody. And like I said, we've got some fun surprises as well.
For those who have already enrolled for this, do you know anything about their background yet? Have you had a chance to look at it?
Oh yeah, we have some tremendous alumni who have been part of Alumni Summer College since its inception, and they return every year just to see what we're going to do next, and they're always excited about it. And some of them have provided some ideas of what they'd like to see, and a lot of them are some of our retired alumni who are able to kind of take a three-day break from work, or, you know, are retired and can come be part of this. And then we do have a little bit of a younger crowd that's taking part of this as well for the first time. So we have a nice mix of folks that are already registered for the event. And it's looking like we'll have close to 50 people, maybe a little bit more, which is great. That's kind of a large group that we get to work with. And then some of the things that they enjoy are not only our interactive classes and workshops and meeting the professors that we have on campus, but we also take them off campus for some field trips. And this year we're going to be visiting the Maxwell Art Gallery in Nashville, which is a glass blowing gallery, and they're going to do a demo on some glass blowing. And then we're also going to take them to the Frist Art Museum as well.
Over the 3 days this takes place, where do they typically stay? Are they staying at hotels here in town? Are they staying on campus?
Their stay is basically up to them. A lot of we do have a lot of folks that come from out of town, out of state, to join this program, which is really exciting that we get to engage with folks from all over. They typically stay in hotels, and we have lots of deals with hotels around Murfreesboro so that these folks can come to town and participate. But what they basically do is come to campus, and then we try to spend the first 2 days on campus and show them around different areas, things that are new on campus that they maybe haven't seen in the past, and highlight newer things and newer programs that we have, and then we take them on field trips later in the week.
How often do you have professors who are meeting some of these folks for the first time, and they end up talking to them later throughout the next year, the year after that, and maybe even bring them into their classroom as a guest to talk about business in today's world, perhaps?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the goals of this event is to showcase what we have on campus, and they get to meet some of these professors, our deans, chairs of the departments, people that they haven't interacted with before. And then some of these folks are our donors, and some of them are, you know, they take an interest and then they come back for our spring showcase, and they may sit in a class, they may participate as a panelist in a session later on, talk with their students, and just really get to know what the program is, and that's what's so exciting about it.
Again, Beth Dye with us, Assistant Director of Alumni Engagement in the MTSU Alumni Relations Office. And once more, the deadline in order to apply to be a part of this or to register to be a part of it is when?
It is this Friday, May 23rd, and you can go to mtalumni.com on our website, and you can our event is right up there on our website, and you can register. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or anybody in our office. But by the end of this Friday, May 23rd, is the deadline to register.
And then the actual 3 days of classes for the MTSU alumni who are taking part in this is in June.
Wednesday, June 25th is the first day, and it'll run through Friday, June 27th.
Okay. It sounds like an interesting event for sure. And it's been going on for, was it 16 or 17 years?
16. Yeah. We had to take a break during COVID. So this is our 16th year, and we're really excited.
And then once more, the arts is going to be one of the primary focuses.
Absolutely.
And again, I know you mentioned that the glass gallery that mm-hmm. you'll be visiting, but what other types of things? Kind of give us just a real brief idea as we close.
Yeah, like I said, we're gonna touch on some acting, maybe some dancing, some artistic abilities with sculpture and painting and drawing. We're gonna look in the fashion and photography industries as well. We'll have some fun surprises.
Sounds good. Again, this is all coming up. The deadline to register is this Friday, and then the actual event or the classes will be June 25th through the 27th on the MTSU campus.
Yes.
Again, Beth Dye with us. Beth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.